Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. This is a 78th edition of the Mostra di Venezia, and we're here with Alexander Morato, director of Seven Prisoners in Orizzonte Extra. Alexander, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning, and well. How are you?
Good. I'm good. We were talking about languages when we were sitting down, and you told me how you learned a little Spanish.
Yes, well, the great Ramin Barani came to my city for a college where he was going to make his third film, okay. And he needed an assistant, but he needed an assistant who spoke Spanish because there was Latin cast in the okay. film. This is in the U.S. And so I lied. I told him that I spoke Spanish, and even though I only spoke English and Portuguese, and then I would speak Portuguese with the Latin cast, and none of them they would look at me and they would say, "What is this guy saying?" But it was Porto Espanol. I slowly learned, and by the end of the process, the lie became the truth, and I learned Spanish.
Okay, let's talk about Seven Prisoners, your film here. It's a thriller. I would say it's a tough movie about surviving in Brazil right now. Why did you want to do this specific project? Why Seven Prisoners?
Seven Prisoners came about because I always knew about human trafficking, but I wasn't aware of the level that it's happening in the world, and I never thought of it as enslavement. Mm-hmm. I always thought of it as the movement of people from one place to another. I didn't realize the whole aspect of forced or coerced labor. And so when I found out about this, I was very shocked. I saw a special on Global News in Brazil about it, and I saw footage of workers in a factory in São Paulo, which is a massive, modern, global city. Yeah. And they were literally chained. They had chains on their ankles and forced to work. And I was so shocked. I couldn't believe it. And when I see things that I feel must be spoken about, even if they're difficult, I think it's important to tackle them. So I immediately started researching.
You've been working this film for years. How did COVID treat you?
We got very lucky okay. in the sense that we finished filming the day the lockdown started. It was pure luck.
Wow.
And I remember getting on a plane that night, last minute, because they were announcing they might close the borders from Brazil and the U.S.
Uh-huh.
And I was planning on quarantining in the U.S. So I flew out of Brazil, and when I landed in the U.S., there was no one in the airport. Everything had shut down, and we went right into post-production. So for me, the pandemic was quite a shock, but it just happened at the moment where we finished shooting.
Mm-hmm. Your cast includes an amazing actor called Rodrigo Santoro. We know him internationally. How was working with him, with Rodrigo?
I loved working with Rodrigo Santoro, and I hope I have another opportunity to. I think he's one of the great actors, not just in Brazil, but in the world. And I think he has incredible range, emotional depth, and also charisma. He's just captivating to watch. And I think, if I may be so bold, this is one of his finest performances. So I'm very, very, very thrilled and honored to have had the chance to work with him.
And you gave him the role of the bad guy, right? I mean, that's amazing. That's funny. At least in the first reading of the film.
Well, yes, and I like casting against type. So you see Rodrigo, and he's just so charming and elegant, but I've seen what he can do as an actor, and I've seen the depth. I mean, if you see Carandiru, the Hector Babenco film, he plays a trans sex worker in a yeah. prison, and his depth and his range is just incredible. And so I wanted to cast against type, but I also knew he could do it, and that we'd not seen him do this before, and that it would be thrilling to watch. And for me, it is. Every time I see the film, it's so thrilling to watch him work.
And my final question would be about Venice. What does it mean being here in Venice with Seven Prisoners for you, for your career, for your filmmaking career?
Well, beyond just my filmmaking career, which of course it's a huge, huge launching pad for my next works and for the film itself. And it's just been a dream of mine to have a film here. I think it's also wonderful that the film can represent Brazil, and being here in Venice really puts the country and the issues and the people who are portrayed on such a massive, massive platform. So I'm very thrilled to have had this opportunity to represent Brazil this way.
Okay, thank you very much, Alexandre. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you. Pleasure was all mine. Thanks for having me.
This has been an interview with Alexandre Morata, director of Seven Prisoners in Horizonte Extra here in the Mostra de Venezia. I'm David Martos, and this is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.